I'm Talking, episode 361 for March 16th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking declare. So when I use the word declare, I'm talking about making a statement. Oftentimes, when we hear the word declare, someone is proclaiming something, often saying that it is the truth, and that it also often is related to an action or maybe a promise, like a declaration. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So let me give you the verse that the word comes from this week, and it's found in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that says, "If we openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." So the challenge for Christians is when we declare, we are speaking the absolute truth. We can state as the truth from the Word of God that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And we have to stand on that declaration. We have to be willing to put that forward and not going back. And the real thing that we have to realize there is that that declaration cannot be a secret. It says, if we openly declare that Jesus is Lord. And then the last part of the verse says, and by declaring our faith, we are saved. And so that is the representation of our salvation. It doesn't mean that because we say that Jesus is Lord or we declare this truth that we are saved, but it's a representation. It lets people know that we believe in Jesus Christ. We declare on the scripture. We know without a doubt, we stand on the promise that God's word has made. And we have a great reward of eternal life. And that goes through all of those verses of Romans that we have looked at over the last 4 weeks. So one more time, if we openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.